Hello and welcome to the Halifax Courier's Talking Politics show. I'm John Cronshaw on March the 3rd, 2015. Things are certainly getting interesting with the race for the Halifax seat at the general election. The Labour Party are in limbo in Halifax as they're waiting to select a new candidate for the seat. And it seems like not a week goes by without a visit from a high-profile Conservative minister. This past week was no exception. Matthew Hancock, the Business and Economy Minister, was in Halifax. I spoke to him and the Conservative candidate Philip Hallett about the 100 Businesses for 100 Days tour that Mr Hancock is doing.
So far I'm hearing two things. The first is keep moving in the same direction. The businesses around the country, and especially I've heard this in Yorkshire, feel that we've got a plan and we're moving in the right direction. But they want to see more, in particular, less red tape and action to make it easier to employ people. And these are things that we've done. We've taken some action on already. We've reduced the burden of red tape. We're the first government in modern history to reduce the overall burden of red tape. But there's clearly still more to do. And, you know, coming from a small business background myself, I know that the only way that we can make it easier for people to grow and employ people is by listening to them, finding out what the burdens are that are placed on them, and try to lighten them.
I know a lot of people are worried about things like being on temporary contracts. It's all well and good having employment going up,
yeah.
But what people want is secure employment.
Exactly.
So how's this going to work?
So, you know, there are record numbers of jobs. There were more jobs created in Yorkshire last year than in the whole of France. That's one of my favourite statistics. And, you know, unemployment is down by 38% in Halifax since 2010. The majority of those jobs are secure full-time jobs, but it's vital that we ensure that it's high-quality, highly skilled, high-paid jobs that are coming to Yorkshire and coming to Halifax. So, for instance, we've taken action to remove exclusivity from zero-hours contracts, to ban the abuse of zero-hours contracts. But we've also got to make sure that we get the skills and the apprenticeships that mean that local people can get the good jobs when they come. And there's twice as many apprenticeships now in Halifax than there were 5 years ago, but there's clearly still more to do.
But I think I would just add to that, Minister, that 75% of the new jobs that have been created are actually full-time jobs. So, you know, there's a sort of a bit of hype that a lot of these temporary contracts, 75%, the great bulk of full-time permanent jobs, and that's what the department said.
Do you support the campaign for the living wage?
Where people can pay it, absolutely. And, you know, after all, what is the purpose of this economic recovery? The purpose of it is that more people have jobs and can provide for themselves and their family, and that people are better paid and we have a more prosperous nation. That's what we're in it for. That's, you know, ultimately the reason I came into politics. And this is what's happening, but we don't want to put that plan at risk. And one of the best ways to keep going in that direction is to elect Phil here in Halifax, and then we'll have an overall Conservative majority government and be able to really motor.
So it's very similar to what William Hague and Boris Johnson were saying about Phil, actually. So, echoing the same sentiments there.
Right, funny that.
Right, well, thanks very much for that, Minister.
It is fair to say, when I invited the Minister to come to Halifax, that one of the things we wanted to focus on was jobs, manufacturing and the whole thing, because, you know, as you can see, we've created, or we can account for, at least 500 new jobs that have been created in Halifax, with more going on, and even the modest things I've done with the jobs fair and all the rest of it. It's all focused about jobs. If people have jobs, we create economic prosperity. If we have great economic prosperity, it's good for the country, it's good for individuals. So there's a theme there, we're going to keep driving it through, aren't we?
That's it.
You've been listening to the Halifax Courier's Talking Politics show with me, John Cronshaw. You can follow me on Twitter at HXCourierJohn. That's J-O-N. You can also follow Halifax Courier at HX Courier. And for all the latest news across Calderdale, visit halifaxcourier.co.uk. And until next time, cheerio.